I flew AFK through enemy space in a Badger with all my corpse blueprints in it. When I got back, I had been blown up and lost them all.
So as the CEO, I thought it would be a great move to show the trust of everybody I have from our corp to make the corp wallet and all the corp hangers available to everybody. Then somebody came along and cleaned us out.
I put all my corp's money into the Guiding Hand Social Club High Yield Investment Program. How was I meant to know they were crooks who would steal my money?
Have you lost vast amounts of ISK through questionable decision-making or ignored market advice? We at the Secure Commerce Commission's Bailout Division don't feel that people should have to suffer losses just because their own inadequacies led them to financial ruin. The taxpayers have been kind enough to give out 700 billion ISK so that while your organization might be closing its doors, you don't have to suffer any negative effects from your failure. So call now. Operators are standing by.
Thanks to the Bailout Division, I can keep my Opus Luxury Yacht.
Offer available for a limited time only. Some assembly required. Offers are not subject to federal or civilian regulation or investigation.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Warp Drive Active. My name is Urban Mongrel. I am the Wayland Smithers to the Mr. Burns of the show. Mr. Winterblink, how you doing, sir?
Doing excellent, thank you.
Doing good.
I wish I could do a Smithers impression.
Please don't. Smithers is kind of gay.
Gay, but yeah.
I was being subtle. How's it going?
Pretty good, I guess. That's it. I'm alive.
You missed last week's show.
Yeah, but for us, that's like par for the course. Everyone knows we lie about this kind of thing.
What happened, man?
I don't know. Whose fault was it, me or you?
I don't know. Just blame Mythic.
Those evil Mythic types. They've taken Kroven away as well.
As well, they've taken Kroven away. I'm not taken away. I've just been enjoying it, but we'll talk more about that later. But yeah, no, I mean, it was a pretty crazy weekend last weekend anyways. I wasn't home very much, so... I think it was just crazy timing. It happens.
It happens far too often, in fact.
I think we're just trying to get in as much socializing as possibly can before winter hits, because, you know, then you definitely don't get as many barbecues and stuff like that happening.
I don't get any barbecues happening here. I mean, the summer has just been, you know, sort of biblical rainstorms. It's...
Yeah, we've had the odd little bit of rain. Actually, for some stupid reason, it's been happening whenever I go out and do a run in the morning, which is really annoying. I'll get about, like, 15 minutes into it, like, away from my house, and all of a sudden, it'll start raining. And I leave early in the morning to do this so I can do it before work. And so, like, it's cold out as it is. But normally when you're running, it's not as big of an issue. But, then all of a sudden it starts raining. And that kind of sucks running when you're soaking wet. But anyway.
That's God's way of telling you to buy a running machine.
I don't know, man. I like the outdoors for running a little bit better than using a machine. But that's just me. I mean, it's not so much for, like, social interaction, because at the time I end up doing it, it's like there's nobody out there, but it's just more interesting, I think, than trotting on a machine, but... Ah, well.
Ah, well, indeed. So what have you been doing in-game?
Not too terribly much. Just sort of moving some of my personal assets around. We're, as an organization, Body Count is now sort of doing a little bit of relocation. Some things may be afoot very soon with that.
You know what he needs? Removal men.
What?
Removal men.
What?
When you move house, right? I'm assuming you've done this at stages in your life, and when you've got, like, a decent amount of stuff, not like when you're a student or something, instead of just loading into your car, you get some dudes along with a van, and they load it in the back of a van and take it to your new house, and unload it, in the process nicking anything worth having, and breaking all the valuables.
Right, and we just call them movers here, instead of removal men.
Does have another connotation, doesn't it, removal men?
I mean, yes. You English.
But
it's
yeah,
like calling
you...
the It's like calling the ass end of your car a boot. That doesn't make any damn sense. I'm just saying.
Well, as opposed to a trunk.
That's touche.
Anyway, Eve does need movers.
There you go. Yes, well, at one point they had the whole Interbus business, right? And that the organization's still in the game.
No, they have a dev blog about Interbus. They never actually had Interbus.
Well, yeah, but, the organization's there.
Sorry, no, they didn't have a dev blog about it. They had a Peak of the Week Eve Chronicle short story about Interbus. They didn't actually have Interbus doing anything useful.
Wasn't that sort of on the drawing board at one point of having them sort of have this organization in the game where you could... It's almost... I think they settled eventually on the courier stuff, which is a mess. But, I mean, like, that was one idea, was that you could pay NPCs, you know, to move your stuff for you, which was kind of a cool idea, but...
Because the courier stuff is such a great, system, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there's no room for abuse in that at all.
No, none at all.
Mm-hmm. Not even in the contract system.
In fact, it's not entirely used the whole time for just people scamming other people.
No, never.
Never?
Not much. Well, you know, mostly. But anyway, yeah, it would have been kind of interesting if they've had this, because it would have made my life a little bit easier. especially since I don't have, like, a freighter or anything like that, and the last time we did this, I had to have some court mates help me out, which was kind of funny, because I didn't realize it, but I just kind of threw everything all into, like, one, you know, cargo container and be like, here's my stuff, take it away. And I ended up having a crap load of tags in there, you know, when you're NPCing and they'll drop, like, you know, a lieutenant tag or something like that. And anyway, this dude just AFK'd his freighter through this huge, long, you know, autopilot route or whatever. And I don't know how, but he didn't get shot up by the Kaldari, because, I mean, I had a bunch of Kaldari tags. Kaldari and Amar, I forget which one it was, but I got a bunch of tags in there that are, like, you know, when you fly through, it's contraband in those areas, right? Because it's like, you've killed our generals? Ah, you die! So, anyway, it was kind of humorous. So I was like, whoops, sorry. That would have been kind of a mess.
That would be such a great way to groove people. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you just set up contracts, have people ship around your tags. Make sure they go through, like, you know, the faction space or something that would be most offensive. But
the thing is,
yeah.
I don't care bear enough to look at griefing ideas like that, but from now on I will.
Well, I never realized, because usually I've just been stockpiling this crap, and it's usually the same area where I'm getting them, so it's not illegal, it's not contraband. So, but if you're moving, you'll get some warnings, definitely. I think what eventually happened, he was kind of not paying attention, but saw the warning come up on the screen and was like, whoops.
Not paying attention is generally a very good way to die in EVE.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think there's, at some point, there's some station in EVE which has a whole pile of my tags, which I probably can't move. But, yeah, that's goofy. Now, what have you been doing this week in EVE?
Well, I have been doing very little. I got let back in my corp, which is nice. Apparently, it was all a mistake. Heard that one before, but I shouldn't complain too much. Actually, thanks for letting me back in, guys. Apparently, went through the list of apparently inactive people, and my name was up there, and yeah, they kind of had a point. But you know, apparently, I'm an old enough bastard to get some slack in this department.
That's pretty good. Yeah, inactivity kind of sucks. Well, I mean, that's kind of... I mean, has it just been going on that long? Or because you really haven't been inactive that long, technically,
well,
right?
It's couple of months, really. And that's not really that great, to be honest. Because if you remember, we didn't do a show for a couple of months because things just got stupid busy, 7 days a week and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nearly said something very rude there. But just caught myself.
Who cares?
Yeah, two months is enough to get you kicked from most corps, unless you're friends with the boss.
Yeah, it's true. It's like that in real life too. Just not showing up to work for 2 months, they get kind of ticked off.
Sometimes. I should try that.
Where being your own boss is advantageous.
Yeah, but then if you don't do any work for 2 months when you're your own boss, you discover that, you know, you get people repossessing your house and your car, and you know, you've got to live on that old dog food diet and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of trouble.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're your own boss, things get to the sharp end very quickly.
Yeah, really. But yeah, so other than that, not too much going on. Like I said, for me, just trying to get in as much summer and fall social time as I can before the snow starts to come down. Because around, you know, in another month or so, Canada will look a little bit different than it does now. Covered in white stuff. Oh, well.
Anyway, in-game news. And
yes.
Yes, what do you got for me?
Nothing. No, I'm kidding.
I was panicking there.
almost nothing.
Been on code, and I haven't.
Really? I've kind of just been peeking here and there, but I did. One thing did sort of catch my eyes, going back to about the 16th of September, but it still made me chuckle, which was Agmar from Band of Brothers. What was it? Game embarking on the most epic campaign. It's laughable history. It's like the big, oh god. So they're calling it the Min campaign, which is like the anti-max, apparently, but okay. Objective, minimum impact, minimum participation, minimum effectiveness, minimum damage, and minimum presence. So I assume no one's logging on or something. Anyway, it's yeah, I think everyone kind of had a good chuckle about that.
I like that, yeah. I mean, way to beat Bob at their own game.
Yep. No, that was pretty good. But that wasn't in code. It ended up in like out of pod, but it was still pretty funny. I don't know. Other than that, I haven't really been keeping an eye on code too much. But I don't know. Have you noticed? There's actually this fellow, Fit Curious. I'm guessing that's his name. Anyway, does this from Black Legion. Has this whole like currently active campaigns thread, which is being updated. So this is actually kind of good because I mean. Typically, it's a pain in the ass keeping, you know, keep track of everything that's going on in the game. Somehow he's managing it. So either he's just keeping an eye on code a lot and just posting what he thinks is going on, or he has a pretty good intel network. But it's not bad. Kind of lists in different regions and areas what might be going on. Not all of them, of course, because that's very challenging. But not a bad little resource, actually, for people to come in and quickly sort of see who's fighting who and where. And I haven't had a chance to check how constantly up to date he's keeping it, but it seems to be pretty good.
It is pretty good, actually, yeah. Thanks very much, Ficurious from Black Legion Command, for helping us slack.
Yeah, helping everyone slack. Well, I mean, it is tough, right? I mean, take a look at code day to day, and it just everything shifts so fast. So, this is kind of a handy thing.
Yep, I mean. A few things going on in the game, if you're looking at the map.
Yes, now for Urban's I be looking at the map segment.
Well, it's not just the I be looking at the map, because I have heard these from a few things. I, these days, are numbered, basically. AAA are just storming through now, and it's a very small matter of time before it all ends up green. I'm not sure quite what to think of that, because, I mean, IAC are a big alliance and have been in the game for a long, long time. You know, and obviously we love the Armar and everybody who supports that. Yeah?
Sure.
But, on the other hand, yeah, certain members of IAC I don't like very much.
Ooh.
No comment.
Why not? All why right. not? You don't like Tyrax.
He's not in,
what
he's
don't
not
you like?
Is he still in IAC? Certainly nowhere near power. Well, he doesn't like me either, so it's a fairly good split there. But, yeah. I shouldn't do this, because you shouldn't talk about people out of game, but you know when somebody is exactly the same out of game to how they are in game? That's Tyrax.
I've met him. I mean, he's an interesting fella. Does the whole pink hat thing. I never quite understood the pink hat thing, but I guess I've just not been into hats.
You're not in touch with your feminine side enough, that's why.
Well, it may not have anything to do with that, and maybe just I see dudes wearing pink shirts around town, which is just weird to me. But anyway, but it's...
I actually agree with that one. I don't know what's going on with that, to be honest, because all my shirts are blue or white. But, no. The pink
what color of blue?
Sorry?
What color of blue?
There's various colors of blue. I actually own more than one shirt.
I know, but I mean, are we talking like baby blue or like navy blue?
Subtle blue.
So like off-white?
Well, no, not bluish. That. Not that white.
Now that I've managed to completely... now that I've managed to completely derail Urban...
Why are you discussing my shirt colors? That's just wrong.
Thread hijacked.
So anyway, as I said, I see by the time we do another show, I would reckon they'd be gone. And yeah, I don't know what to feel, because it's always a pity seeing a big alliance who in some ways did have a big influence on things leaving, really.
Yeah. It happens in EVE often. This isn't a new concept, that's all I'm saying. But I mean, yeah, these guys have been around for a long time. And yeah, it is kind of strange to see how quickly they've kind of had their space get eaten up. And I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, I know. The thing about AAA is they're also fighting CVA and various other little alliances there. CVA are actually definitely an alliance I like.
Wait, I do know what to think about this. Yes, is what I'm thinking. I've fought IAC a bunch of times, and yeah, they're...
We're not talking about IAC now, we're talking about CVA. I do know, because I like CVA. I like, you know, I've met quite a few people in it, at London Meets. And I like, you know, that whole armor thing, because let's face it, yeah, that sort of leather and, like, slavery and Vitok and stuff is sexy.
Yeah. On hot goth women, sure. I'll give you that.
On what, sorry?
Hot goth women.
Talking to Dave, one of the engineers...
You should be agreeing with me right now, Urban. Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying, I kind
You're not
of...
agreeing with me. Why aren't you agreeing with me?
I am not an expert on goth girls. However, Dave, who is one of the engineers at work, is a massive fan of goth girls on the grounds that they are up for everything. And given that Dave is also up for everything by most accounts, you know, see where I'm coming from here.
Yes, I'm still concerned about why you're not flat out agreeing with me that hot goth women look great in, like, slave outfits. Anyways. Moving along.
Because I already described myself as Waylon Smithers.
Oh, okay, I suppose. Should go spend some time on Suicide Girls or something, dude. Seriously.
It's a good website, that, actually. That's really good.
Yeah. New buddy of mine actually had a subscription to that. He's like, do you want my login? I'm like, yeah! Sure! Mooch, 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 mooch. Yeah, anyway. Moving along.
Do you get
Hoth goth girls?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. Do you get hot goth girls in Canada?
Yep. They're everywhere, man.
You would think all that black clothing, you know, the heat would dissipate. Bad survival strategy.
This isn't like some kind of frozen planet up here, dude. Temperature does go above freezing sometimes. But no, yeah, it's actually one of the best clubs in town here is actually the goth club, just because a lot of the other places are just so preppy that it's annoying to walk into there. Everyone's just like a bunch of snobby people.
I would imagine the goth club plays better music as well.
But yeah, yes, that too. But just in general, like, they don't really care what you're wearing, for instance, right? When you walk into these places, you could be wearing anything. Or, as is often the case, almost nothing. Not for me, but just, you know, others.
That's a bad survival strategy in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends on the club. But, but yeah, overall, though, it's actually quite quite an interesting place to go. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's pretty damn good. So glad you're having a lovely, lovely time with your goth girls.
Yeah, so Alliance news.
Oh, yeah, that. so back to CVA plus some others. Yeah, my take on that is I think probably AAA will actually win that one. But I would really... I'd like, the heart says CVA, the head says AAA.
Too early to tell.
Okay.
That's my take on it. Just, I think it's too early to tell how that's going to go. CVA are definitely passionate players. I don't think they're going to let, you know, things go without a humongous fight. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But I think it's too early to tell at this point.
Okay, well, what else have we got? The Reformed Triumvirate is up against the Northern Coalition. As we discussed on the last show, they took down Hydra, which we were very sorry about. Mm-hmm. Just for the lolmel's point of view.
Yeah. That, by the way, has not slowed the flow of lolmel's fail-mails, actually, as we should be calling it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... we're still getting them, which is good.
Yeah,
but,
we are getting... I got some doozies, but that's coming up in a bit.
Indeed.
So yeah, good on you, Triumvirate. Basically, yeah, that's it. Nothing much has really happened there this week by the look of it, though.
Yeah, map's somewhat stable, I guess, in a weird kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Your Legion of Death is, like, doing some business over there in the east.
Yeah, well, it's all these red spin-off things. So Legion of Death, Solar Fleet, Solar Wing, etc. They seem to be kicking on mostly harmless. Yeah, this is going to only go one way here, guys, to be honest. Oh, Intrepid Crossing's a part of the whole X-Red things. It's only going to go one way.
Oh, the East. How crazy you can be.
Well, it's not that crazy, actually, but over time, you know, there's only got one way they're going to be going, all these people, because, you know, there's red and goons down to the south, so...
I don't know, man. The place is looking like some kind of risk map over there. There's, like, just so many little entities all vying for the whole area of space out there. I don't know.
It looks like one of these paintings by some surrealist artist which sells for billions of dollars to some Russian dude. Some Russian oil oligarch.
Yes, hard-hitting Alliance news analysis from us going, yeah, the map looks pretty, there's some purple over there, some orange, and I can see a face and a little rabbit.
No one does Eve News like we do Eve News.
Exactly.
What's Max up to?
What Max is always up to, maxing it out. Maximum efforts everywhere. I honestly, are they looking to get into the news on a lot of stuff? Because, I mean, I really haven't heard much. I don't know. Like, have you heard, like, any really stunning, epic revelations from the whole Max campaign over the course of it?
Not really. I mean, the stuff right at the start where they are and were really fighting back quite well.
That was okay, but I mean...
Since then, it's kind of been, yeah, well, we took a little bit of space because we had some nice moons there, and that's it.
They're not stalling or something, are they? They just kind of did that and went, oh, this is okay, and kind of went off and did other things? Like, what's going on?
Well, they were up against the whole Northern Coalition thing, which... You know, they've got some good alliances there, Mohas Mihi. We've talked about many times that these guys really know their stuff, you know, up there in tribute. But,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the Bobs are out playing Warhammer.
Maybe. They wouldn't be alone.
No, they would not.
But, yeah.
I've looked at server numbers since Warhammer came out. I really should, probably. No, what I was talking about was EVE server numbers, and I'm just going to have a look on the Stratix page, because that's actually got the server graphs on it, and now we wait while the page loads. See how well organized we are here, people. I mean, it's stunning. Ooh, horrible website. That's
why you just go to eve-offline.net, another Kriba product, which gives you all the statuses of all the servers, including all the ones you might not even have known about, including localhost. I have a server locally.
Cribber's got his own server where only he can mine the Velnort.
Yeah. Oh. But, I mean, I don't know. In terms of numbers, it really, it's not like things have... You know, people have been all like, oh, Eve's gonna die once Warhammer comes out. No. The numbers have been fairly steady, people. Sorry.
Yeah, it's looking fairly... looking much the same as before. I mean, there's 37k on at the minute on Sunday night Europe time, which is pretty damn usual, you know? I look at the graphs. Not exciting, really, actually. It's... much as before.
Yeah, I mean, even like looking at the past week graph, it's pretty much standard regular.
I mean, it is down a little bit, but that's because it's the summer and things drop a bit.
Well, it's more kind of fall.
You know what I mean, though.
Leaves are turning.
In the winter, you get your biggest numbers. That's the same for any game. So anyway, that's a big aside, but yeah, Max isn't really doing anything of any great interest. Bad Max, go and do something funny. we can't call them Mad Max, it's just like Snormax.
Well, I mean, I'm just kind of curious what they've been doing, and I don't know.
They've been back down in the south playing their banjos. If that doesn't get them chasing us, I don't know what will.
Oh, Urban. Yeah, anyway.
So, you're mentioning to me something about a Titan from Star Fraction.
Let's do that in Alliance Warfare. Or not Alliance, but Factional Warfare, dude.
Okay, well, we haven't really got anything for Factional Warfare. Unless there's been anything.
Well, now we do. It's one thing. Anyway, let's do it in that bit.
Okay, fine. Looking down, it looks like Pure are probably going to be out of it fairly soon because they are being hit by Daisho Syndicate and Kia, with Band of Brothers there as well. Yeah. Goodbye, Pure. Can't say we'll miss you, but that's because we're harsh bastards.
Aw, Pure.
That's
sorry,
it, really,
sorry it? I just ran into another Min campaign update. Oh, these are good.
Gun.
After first major phase of our noble Min campaign, I figured I'd do a status update. Signed into Eve to change my skills, decided to use my Nyx insurance to buy a faction-fitted scepter. which I lost 6 jumps from Jita due to a smart bombing gate camp.
That's hardly mid.
I love the stats. Kills 0, losses 1, my faction fitted scepter. Kygarde's Isk stolen by Bumpkin, 20 mil. We're still keeping it real. Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
So on that bombshell, let's go on to factional warfare.
How can we top that? factional
warfare.
It would
have to be a Titan getting destroyed or something.
Something like a Titan. Not necessarily being destroyed. Apparently, Star Fraction has deployed a Titan into Black Rise. I don't know why.
Because they're role players and they had a Titan. So, presumably, actually, that Titan's not there for warfare purposes. All it is like a repository for the complete works of Jade Constantine. You need a lot of space for that, you know?
How many jump bridges does it take to move that much crap around, really? I mean, anyway. Ooh, too soon? Nah.
How many forest planets do you have to go and take over and fell the trees to get enough paper?
A lot. But yeah, they have an Erebus that they're not doing much with, so they brought it into Black Rise. I mean, you can't, other than using the bridge, which is a handy thing because it lets you move around very, very fast, like instantly, really. But I mean, like, other than having the bridge thing there, they can't Doomsday, and it really does provide a big, massive target, which really is maybe probably the reason. I mean, if you're looking to get some kills, why not put out a big giant honeypot like an Erebus? But honestly, I haven't really heard of this thing actually doing anything. Have you?
No, but that's Star Fraction. It's probably just got there and started a massive speech in local describing everything it's doing, and the speech is still going on.
Probably. Only pauses for downtimes. But I mean, like, kind of the cool bit of it is that, I mean, it's random. I mean, it's something that nobody expected from anybody to do, and should provide them, if they're actively taking part in this whole, you know, factional warfare stuff, then it'll provide them with a hell of a base of operations, really. Like, if, you know, for storing stuff, doing things.
If you're really that fussed. I mean, well, they don't actually own any 00 space, do they, Star Fraction? So,
don't think so. Lucky them. Like, oh, this is space ownership, man. That's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, this is a space game. I don't know why people bother, really.
No, I mean, like, the whole issue of owning space in EVE just, I don't know, man. It's, logistically, it's annoying. You know, it's annoying having to constantly attack, defend, do this other stuff. I don't know. A lot of people I talk to nowadays are just kind of meh about that whole thing. Either it's just
The mechanic. Well, can I point out something here?
No.
I will do anyway. A lot of the people you talk to are in BDCI, yes?
No, I mean other people in the game other than just corp mates.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is BDCI have done a magnificent job at holding space of late. I'm sure you'll agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad we're thousands of miles away, because I think you're going to hit me with a chair at this time.
Well, no, just in general, though, like, I do talk to people outside of my own corp urban, but just, and it, take a look at the forums. I mean, there's a lot of people calling for some kind of change to, you know, territorial tactics, because it just gets to be the same old very rapidly. I don't know. I mean, if you've done it, you'd know. If you play the game a bit, urban.
Wow.
Yeah. But just, you know, in general, though, I mean, it's... I'm not saying there aren't people out there who enjoy it, but it's just... I don't know. I think it's something that you can get easily tired of. So hopefully they... I mean, it's... Like, you know, if you hit, like, Assembly Hall, for instance, it's usually, you know, at least a bazillion threads in there about people saying you need to fix this and giving some ideas. Not all of them are great, but some of them are okay. So...
You got to wade through a lot of chaff there to get anything good, in my experience, but...
No. No. Really?
Yeah. Funny, that. In general, with factional warfare, sad to say, bottom of the pile is the Galentes.
QQ.
Yeah, they've only got two systems taken from the Kaldari. Now, victory points aren't actually bad today for the past few days, but yeah, in general, not tremendously amazing. Armar are doing pretty well. In fact, they actually own 5 enemy systems, so yeah, Armar turned it around pretty nice. Pull your socks up, Galente, even though you do have the most kills for the past few days.
Well, it is all about the kills, is it not?
It's all about the lols.
That too.
So, yeah. Kaldari continue to have the most players and still be doing nothing exactly spectacular with it. And 5 systems, which is okay. But in general, yeah, factional warfare. Numbers haven't dropped up as badly as I thought they would, actually. There's still quite a lot of people playing it and enjoying it.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, we talked about this last time, of course. There was a drop, but it wasn't like a massive drop. But I mean, there's just been, you know, not a huge amount of people playing it. I think once they start to sort of add in some more interesting content, purpose, that kind of thing, it'll get quite compelling over time.
We can only hope. At the minute, though, it still seems to be quite a good laugh. It's a lot more organized than it was back in the early days, which again you'll expect. Some people who know a little bit more about what they're doing, getting the gags together, so there's not so much aimless wandering around and stuff. Which is not that nice.
Although it's, you know, the way the design is, you could, by all means, just go in and wander about and get shot at.
Yep. I do a lot of wandering around aimlessly in my real life, so...
Nice.
Anyway,
Friday night at Urban's place. You go wandering.
Wandering around the garden.
Oh boy. So yeah, Faction Warfare, not too much terribly crazy going on, but kudos to Star Faction for trying to mix it up a bit.
Yep.
Hopefully I hope to hear more news about this Titan. Be it good news or bad news, it'll be interesting news.
I hope to hear more news in a succinct format.
Such as?
Well, if the Star Faction press department get hold of it.
Oh, well, I mean, this news hit, like, the big ISD news thingamajiggy, so, I mean...
That's nice to think news. What I'm saying is if Star Fraction did it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Time for...
Fail Mails!
My favorite bit of the show.
Everyone loves fail mails. Oh my god, fail mails. So many.
Okay, who goes first?
Who went first last time?
You did, I think.
Really?
I don't know. Should we flip a coin?
Well, how am I going to know you cheated or not?
You won't. Heads or tails?
I don't know. On the edge.
Crap, it's like, lost it. We'll call that on the edge because I can't see.
Just go first, man.
It's fallen on the floor somewhere.
Oh, man.
Are you ready for this? This is one of my very favorite ships in the game, right? A very expensive toy. This comes from Tim Gascoigne.
Gascoigne. Oh, my God.
It is the ship was piloted by Sir Bones of the State War Academy. Right, so what is a noob doing in this ship? And in this case, the ship is a rattlesnake. Now, in case...
You're going to have to go through this with people here, because this is kind of... Oh my.
A rattlesnake is a very rare ship, actually, a relatively rare ship. It is, in fact, the Garista's specialist pirate faction battleship. It actually looks like a scorpion with, like, a camo paint job. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the ship, it's actually a kind of more like a raven. It's a very high-speed raven, which you can also fit some blasters to as well. Mm-hmm. It's completely evil if you speed tank it. I mean, truly, truly evil. As I said, you tend to fit it with launchers, six slots of that. You got two extra slots there. Blasters are a good choice, although lots of people think about NOS now or Newts these days as well.
Are we writing an article for Eon here? Like, explain how this guy's fail mail fails.
Okay, this fail mail fails from Sir Bones, who was a pilot from State War Academy, because firstly, in his high slots, he has got one Arblast heavy missile launcher, one XR-320 heavy missile bay, three heavy missile launcher ones, and another XR heavy missile bay thing. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. Half of his launchers are just heavy missile launcher ones. Not anything else. Remember, this is a stupidly expensive ship. They used to be 1.5 bills, then not. Actually, they're not anything like that now, but they're still very, very expensive. You're not going to get much change at $800 million for the ship itself, I wouldn't have thought. Mid-slots, ready for this? Sorry, before I go there, then he has got two empty slots in his high slots. And as we've discussed many, many times before, that is a really bad thing to do, having just slots with nothing in, when you can use them as heat buffers.
Yeah.
Moving down...
Get to the mid-slots, man, this is good.
Yeah, mid-slots, he has got one small shield booster, one.
Whee!
That's going to be so great on a battleship, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
One stasis Weber, one. And that's it.
It's an anti-frigate rattlesnake.
With heavy missiles.
Okay, so it's an anti-assault frigate rattlesnake.
With, and it's got Four empty slots there.
Oh.
Low slots. One override injector two. Sorry, two override injector twos. One partial hull conversion override injector. So, again, nothing fancy there at all. That's it. Three empty low slots.
And?
And rig slots. Core defense field purger one. Three of those.
These are... what? Are, okay, I don't have my client open, so I can't look up the rig, and I don't have an encyclopedic knowledge of rigs, but what are these? Like, basically shield extenders, or what are they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which doesn't do much good when you only got a small shield booster and no other bit of shield tanking to speak
Not
of.
Really, no, and you don't have a lot of speed because you haven't got an MWD or anything remotely similar.
But you got overdrives.
Overdrive ones.
It's like having empty NOS tanks. Anyway.
And it's an expensive ship and it well set up. These things are the purest evil. Because they're very, very fast. They can get in very close, and they can do a hell of a lot of DPS with missiles and blasters. Or they, you know, and as I said, they are very, very, very fast for a battleship. Uh-huh. Don't think they're quite as fast as a Mercurial, but you know what I mean. These things motor, and just so wrong and. I love rattlesnakes, because back in the day, they were the best thing before we started getting sort of the Tech 2 battleships and stuff. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
These yeah. were just the best things in the game, rattlesnakes. And I hate to say it, this is such a blatant eBayer, because State War Academy, you know, give over. You can probably barely get into it with the skills, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I've got a question for you, Blinky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was killed by a Megathron and a Broadsword by Point of No Return Corp, part of Vanguard Alliance, right? However, there's also on the kill mail Supersonic Blast, who apparently got on it in his capsule, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Warp Disruptor 2.
I don't know how this happens. All I can think of is some kind
think
of...
I certainly hope that's a screw-up on the kill mail, because big-time exploit otherwise.
Well, I mean, every so often you see this kind of thing happen, and I think it's just something weird with the kill mail itself. It's not that someone's done some kind of exploity thing. But it is weird. Like, I've seen this before where, like, you know, you've seen people, like, on there with, like, guns, you know, on their pod, and it's like, how the hell did you do that? But it's just simply some kind of weird glitch with the kill mail itself. It is... I know, it is weird when you see it, but, yeah, it's not entirely uncommon. I have no idea why it happens.
So, anyway, that's a fairly epic fail mail. It was killed in LoSec, so he's got no excuse saying, oh, just drawing it out an Empire, and... As I said, I'm a huge fan of rattlesnakes, and it's a pity to see one destroyed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you see a beautiful Ferrari which somebody's totaled in a car wreck. You know,
yeah.
Just like, what a waste!
Exactly. That's pretty weird. Well, nice find, though.
Yeah, well, thank you very much to Tim Gascoigne for that. As usual, I will give you some iskies, but we'll discuss that after we've seen Mr. Blinky's effort.
You know, I don't know what is with Evil Spork, but he, I guess, I don't know, is some kind of... Him and his guys or whatever, they're like magnets for Navy Megas. It's like, I think he sent in probably about like 4 or 5 Navy Mega kill mails to me, and they're all good. They're all really good. Like, there's some really... epic, awesome stuff happening in there. But there's this one that was just a regular mega, and I'm going to send this to you, and this is just... I don't know. It's here we go. I'll send you the link, and you can look at this here. So it's Jax Frosty of Akina Mining Corp flying just a regular Megathron. Okay, so, you know, nothing too crazy there, ship-wise. Fitting-wise, kind of different.
Holy hell.
Okay, so...
Holy hell.
Okay, so, in brief, Megathrons, right? usually rails or blasters, you know, but you're sticking with hybrid guns, typically, and of course, armor tanking, you know. This is what you usually do. It's not to say you can't think outside the box a bit on all this, but, you know, it has its strengths based on that kind of setup.
That is expensive pop there, bloody hell.
Yeah, so anyway, this fella on this Megathron has, what do we got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 220mm Vulcan autocannons, which is a Minmatar gun, interestingly enough.
Yes.
And then two
Minmatar gun.
Right, he's got two Arbalest heavy missile launchers. Now, they have the slots for missile launchers on a Megathron. It wouldn't be unusual to see a Megathron with... Well, I mean, it would be kind of sort of unusual to see a Megathron with some missile things happening in there, but it's not the first time I've seen it, but it's just kind of interesting. Not entirely sure why you would want to do that, but he's, you know, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Fine. And then we go into his mid-slots, where he's got some large shield booster action happening in there, a Dread Grista ECM multispectral jammer, and a Dread Grista shield boost amplifier, and an empty slot. So, now we're shield tanking a Megathron. Low slot. Pandemonium 1 ballistic enhancement for the two missile launchers that should never have been there in the first place. And then he gets into, like, you know, Dark Blood armor hardeners. He's got some reactive stuff happening there. EM, some kinetic hardeners from
But these are all
Serpentis. These are all faction. So he's kind of got this kind of dual tanking thing going here with shield and armor hardening. I mean, surely... I mean, what would be the effective hit points of this sucker? Let's take a peek. Do running EFT, seeing how much his hit points are. XP being stupid. Yes, I want to import the thingy. Okay, so let's try. Right, so 48,000 effective hit points.
Ow.
Not bad. His DPS is 184. Kind of crap. And with, like, I mean, you could say maybe he's trying to pinprick the guy to death, but he's got nothing there to, like, web him or scramble him or anything, so what's kind of the point? NPC fitting is all I'm thinking. AFK NPC fitting, really. Anyway.
Against level 1 noobs.
Right. So then, of course, he's rigged. Just to add insult to injury. He's got cargo hold optimizations. Liquid cooled electronics. Alright, so look at cool electronics, some kind of CPU thingamajiggy, probably for the weapons. Power grid, subroutine maximizer. Anyway, weird setup. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, just a bit. The Omni tank, of course, we love it when we see that.
But grand total on this thing for a mega, you know, not the cheapest setup either. Well, I mean, killboard values being funny, but yeah, 359,000. Sorry, back it up. Yeah, 359 million ISK.
I wouldn't mind that ship for 395,000.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, not the cheapest fitting, but very strange.
Very old, yeah, I mean,
And in a 0.4, kind of asking for it, but yeah, I don't know what, all I can assume is that it's meant for NPCing while away from the keyboard.
Right, Garista Saboteur did 5% of the damage. And most of it was actually done by Melkin Ryskin from Finfleet and Bob, and a little bit of help from Terraphase.
Where'd you get Melkin from out of Merin? M-E-R-I-N. Melkin?
Melkin Muffrey from Doctor Strangelove, the president.
Ah, but that's not the guy who got on the kill mail.
So,
anyway.
But it should be. It should be.
Yeah, no, okay, so then he was obviously NPCing against, well, with that DPS, I can only assume
he's... You can't fight in here, this is the war room!
yes.
Great film.
Indeed it is. Perhaps a recommendation at one point. But yeah, with that kind of DPS, what are you killing? Cruisers?
Very close. Ouch. To the, I don't know, cruisers? Cruisers.
Yeah... Anyway, kind of ugly. But that's my fan mail for the week. Thanks to all who sent them in. Evil Spork. God, man, leave the Navy Megas alone. Or don't. I mean, there's pretty good ones, too, in there.
Okay, it looks to me like you owe Was it Evil Spork sent to do that?
Yeah. Yep.
You owe him 80k for a 220 Vulcan Alto Cannon 1.
This might be the most expensive fair mail we've ever had.
Well, no, not really, because we still remember, thankfully we weren't paying out on that ship Evil Edna had, if you remember.
Oh,
that.
The faction faction interceptor, the Crow.
Yeah, because that wasn't really a fail mount in the sense it was a bad fitting. It was a bloody awesome fitting on Sydney, if you know what I mean. Just, yeah. You wouldn't go on TQ with it unless you had very deep pockets.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, we're bored. But that was quite a stunner, that one, actually.
Oh, I don't actually have prices on this particular kill board. That's annoying. How much is a dual 150 railgun one worth? Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong ship. I'm looking at the wrong one there. That's another fail mail somebody gave.
So many fail mails.
Yeah, let's do this one again. Looks like I owe him 8.19k for a partial hull conversion override injector. Wow.
How will you ever afford this?
Oh, God. I'm going to be a broken man at the end of this. So if you want to win fantastic, fabulous cash prizes and fame, and also abuse people who've lost ships stupidly, hey, maybe they should get bailed out as well if you lose ships stupidly for this.
Yeah, oh boy.
700 bill goes a long way.
Nowadays, yep.
Yes, anyway, so what was I saying? Yes, if you want to win great cash prizes and fame and fortune and chicks and stuff, send us fail mails to Urban Mongrel or Winterblink as Eve mails.
Yes, and please include a link to a kill board of some kind.
Yeah, don't just say, I've got a great kill mail and leave it there. Because that would be marvelous, yeah. Wouldn't it? Yeah. I've got a really great one and I'm not telling you. But it's the best one ever. You'll be so
exactly. Scary. It's just, yeah. Don't paste the contents of the kill mails either, because it's kind of like, yeah, messy.
Now time for community news, and it's time for a little discussion with our tame CSM delegate again. Mr. La Vista Vista, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on the show again.
Not a problem.
So, yep, you've been in the CSM for, what, 6 months now, or not that quite that long?
No, it's about 4 or 5 months by now.
Yeah, a little while, though. Yeah. So, yeah, just give us a rundown of what you've been up to.
Well, lately we've been waiting for CCP to respond to our, well, issues, really. We got an initial response on the second batch of issues we sent about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and they were not really, you know, what we expected. And a lot of them were extremely short, especially the highly anticipated ones, which were quite exciting, but we did not feel that these responses were sufficient, and we have been waiting for the meeting with them, which the CSM document described we have to have, and just have to be had 3 times during a term. But due to conferences and all this kind of stuff, which CCP people have to attend, it's been really hard to actually find a time during a weekend where we can get all the high-ups in CCP to get into a chat room. And us as well, not that it's really a problem to get the CSM people in, but yeah, CCP is really the bottleneck here.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound too promising.
No, I tend to agree.
That's a conference season is just mad for these guys, and yeah, I'm sure it's mad for all games companies.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
So anyway, leaving that sort of, you know, minor issues, well, I say minor issues, but leaving the issues you've got at the minute, you know, how do you feel, you know, CSM's going? I mean, let's start off, what do you feel you've achieved through the CSM?
Well, I think we have, you know, raised the community sense of awareness quite a bit by this. I mean, there's been quite a few trolls and quite a bit of the negativity towards the CSM. But I think those who actually, you know, participate in the CSM and discuss with us, I think it's a nice experience for the community as a whole. And I think that it's good for a two-way communication, well, mostly two-way communication, between the community and CCP. While there is an immediate point between them, being the CSM, I think that we have actually improved the communication, while it have actually, you know, kind of decreased the direct communication, which is kind of unfortunate. So, well, that's one of the things we've achieved. We have achieved a few things. We had in Empyrean Age 1.1, there was the, well, it was called Task Force Donut, and it was basically the suicide gang nerfs that happened. I think that's largely, you know, to be contributed to the, well, it was largely, you know, suggested by the CSM. And then we have recently also seen the the UI for the, I think it's the manufacturing, where you have it, all the list of the things you have to put into it and things, that was revamped based on some of the feedback that CSM gave in Iceland, which made TCP create an UI task force, which, you know, revising the whole UI. So that's the three major things I see CSM having achieved.
Okay, and is there anything, you know, you really think should have been achieved? Any specific issue which just hasn't really happened?
Well, we have been appealing to CCP to actually communicate more. One of the examples being the Alliance Tournament. And really, I mean, I shortly discussed just a few seconds ago the lack of direct communication between the between CCP and the community, and that's unfortunately one of the things which, I mean, has not really been addressed, though it's been, you know, discussed quite a bit on the forums. So I'm not that happy about that.
Yeah, that said, I mean, they did bring out the rules of the tournament, but they haven't really done anything else with it, have they? They haven't said whether it would be broadcast live on EVE TV, as far as,
well,
I know.
This is the that's the FanFest tournament, not the Alliance tournament. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing the FanFest tournament, because it seems like a really interesting format. But it's not the Alliance tournament, because the Alliance tournament is really a community event where everybody for 2 weekends sits and watches EVE TV for like 8 hours a day, which is really nice.
You don't get a lot done on those days, though, in my experience.
Yeah, you're right.
I know what you mean, though. The community does, in some ways, come together to argue with each other about who's the best.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, I don't think it's any secret that I'm a huge fan of the tournament, and, well, so forgive me, because I've been kind of away for a bit. So, basically, apart from the FanFest tournament, there's no news on any future Alliance tournaments? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that's correct.
God, get on with it, CCP! Get on with it!
Well, the rumors are that it's either cancelled or it's moved to an annual kind of program. But, I mean, CCP have not really, you know, told us anything. And while I was at Iceland, I was trying to scoop up any kind of information about the next Lions tournament, and absolutely nobody knew anything.
At least nobody was actually saying anything.
Yeah, that might be the case, but I guess we just gotta wait then to FanFest and ask, you know, some kind of dev.
Well, I'm not going to FanFest, so you'll have to do it for me.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry anybody who wanted to meet me at FanFest, it's just 2008 is a crap year for money. Apart from the Alliance tournament, you know, anything else, any other issues you feel should have been addressed and just haven't really?
Well, one of the things that, well, this is not really a very public thing yet, but as I discussed just a minute ago, the responses we got for the second round of issues were not really, you know, as we would expect them to be, and they were low, way, way below the actual standard we would expect. But one of the things that was suggested, and it was written by Deirdre Well from University at Arifron, who's one of our CSM alternatives, they wrote a really nice document on how a bounty hunting, and I think it was also a warding system, should be implemented. And basically, the thing we got from CCP was that they would like to do it, but it's really not a high importance at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not really happy with that because it was a really nice idea. And right now, the Vortex system is really a pay to grief kind of thing. And there's not really anything in terms of bounty hunting. So in terms of piracy and empire warfare, that would be really nice to see. And I think it should really be one of the, you know, highest priority things to happen. Maybe just below Zero Warfare.
Yeah, that's been something which has been around for a long, long time, and I did hear some good ideas about it, but again, pity there's no progress there.
Yeah. But we still have the meetings to come, hopefully at some time. So we can, you know, try and change CP's mind, and I guess you'll hear more about that once the official minute's out.
So you're off to Iceland again?
No, during a term, we go to Iceland once, and then we have two online meetings. And, I mean, in terms of the online meetings, it was kind of doomed to failure because getting, you know, like 5-6 CCP guys into a chat room and then at least 7 CSM members, not only trying to schedule that, but also, you know, getting the debate, you know, kind of in order, it's just going to be hell.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, you needed to get a professional moderator in for the Iceland meeting, as I understand it, or you didn't need to, it was brought in.
Yeah, CCP brought in a professional moderator from the University of Iceland, and it was a really nice experience, and it really kept the discussion going. And it's really not doable to get that into a chat room because in real life you have certain social standards which you do not have in a chat room, as we have seen several times during the CSM meetings we have had internally. So I'm really, you know, kind of anxious to see how it's going to pan out and if it's even going to be productive.
Okay, yep. They need to work more on their scheduling these meetings. I mean, surely they could schedule these a month in advance to make sure everyone's there.
Yeah, I would agree. It should have been scheduled, you know. There was already certain deadlines, like months in advance, at least it should have been. I seem to recall that it took a while for CCP to even put the deadline for the second submission group that had to be submitted to them. But I think for next term, they should definitely, you know, have specific dates. I mean, they have the specific dates for the Iceland meetings already. So they can, you know, just plan 2 months ahead. They have to be submitted the second package, and then 2 months after that, this third package, and then 1 or 2 weekends after, we have to have this meeting. I mean, once you have, like, at least a month's advance notice, it's really not a big problem. So...
Yeah, although, to be honest, given how bad we are being on schedule here at the Warp Drive Active podcast, you know, I shouldn't really criticise, should I?
Well, I mean, I shouldn't be criticising either, looking at, you know, the lack of Warp Drive Active Industry podcast, which I blame Belittlepax for because he's moving house and due to the economic crisis he cannot afford broadband, as far as I understand.
So, slacker.
Yeah.
So aside from the issues you've got, though, dealing with CCP, which, you know, can be a bit of a headache at times, I can tell you from experience. So, oh, they so hate me sometimes. But aside from that, how did you find working with the other CSM delegates?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of issues in terms of egos and things like that.
Did you expect?
I know, I'm kind of naive in that way, and I tend to think that people are reasonable. But I mean, it's really often just a matter of opinion. I mean, I have had disagreements with the way that things work with Jade, for instance, and I can see his, you know, opinions, and it's just really a thing that has to be set in advance, you know, kind of expectations that have to be set in advance. Because when we were thrown into this, I mean, there was absolutely nothing in terms of how we submitted issues and things like that. We had to come up with everything ourselves, which of course led to conflicts.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, but then again, this is the first time this was done, and procedures will hopefully, you know, be much more knocked down in future. Knocked down, locked down.
Right. Well, I mean, we have certainly achieved something with this CSM in terms of continuity. We have managed to get a private forum, which was really needed. For the last 4 months, we have been hooking off at one of Serenity Steel's servers. He put up a mailing list for us. But now we have a regulated forum by CCP, so we can actually discuss things in a proper manner without having to deal with some kind of email, which is like last decade's technology.
Oh, you youngsters. I remember when we were carving stuff on stone tablets.
Oh, God.
Actually, the Minmatar are still doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're, like, hammering into Velsparoids, or...?
Yeah, Kribber cries every time he sees it.
Well, he's a Ma, isn't he?
But that's why he...
Yeah. Yes,
but he's, like, the friendly type of Ma. Friendly and insane.
I see.
But anyway, let's get back to CSM. So, I mean, aside from that, I mean, yeah, I'm sure there was plenty of good people on the forums. I mean, I think, say, Trendy Steel is a very good bloke. I think Harden's a very good bloke. I think other people on there are good blokes. So it can't have all been stress.
Oh, not at all. I mean, we have had some interesting discussions. And, I mean, of course, the discussion spawns from, you know, difference of opinion, which is awesome. This weekend, we discussed the notion of putting tax on NPC corporations. And it was a really interesting discussion. While it did not actually lead to any kind of consensus, it's interesting to kind of see perspectives in these kind of things and, you know, see the pros and cons.
Yeah, I see what you mean there. Where should we go from here? So all in all, would you say that this bunch of CCP and CSM meetings up to this point, would you say it's been a worthwhile exercise?
Yeah, I mean, personally, it's meant that I have had less time for actually playing Eve, and I have spent a lot of time discussing with people, but I think it's been definitely all worth it.
Cool. So another lot of elections are coming up, and now time for the controversy, because you are officially not allowed to run this time.
Yeah, that's right. For some reason, CCP, well, I'm not really sure who's putting this thing into, you know, order, but basically I'm being told by CCP Exec, who's arranging DCSM, that for the next term you have to be 21 years of age, and I'm nowhere near that, so this means I cannot run, despite the fact that he claims that it's due to legal reasons, due to the NDA, but I already have a such thing, so I'm really not sure what to make of it, to be honest.
Did you annoy him or something?
Well, I mean, both in the email I got a few days before this was announced, as well as it was noted on the forum later, it was certainly not due to me at all, and he actually knows that I did a superb job, so I'm really confused at this point, and, I mean, the community have shown a strong desire to have me run again for the CSM next time. So I hope that we can figure out something with TCP, but the candidacy opened just this weekend, I believe, so hopefully if we can sort out this in a more timely manner than the actual issues we have submitted, I really hope that I can run again.
I hope you can run again too, because I'm going to have to find a new spy otherwise. There is a forum thread on this.
Yeah.
Which, if you look at that link I put in your MSN there, I've just voted for it and given it a thumbs up and gave the message, Viva la Vista! if it is a legal issue, it's obviously not going to work, but yeah, I feel I should support you here, though. And yeah, if you want to support La Vista and the excellent job he's doing, post in the thread. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. If it's a legal issue, it won't work. Yeah. But it's still a nice little way of saying thank you to you in some respects.
Yeah.
I think so, anyway. So, when's the next lot of elections coming up?
I think the election starts just around FanFest, actually.
Oh, good. That's going to be fun. People canvassing at FanFest on chairs at Jitter, you know.
Sadly.
Oh, that could be awesome fun. Shame we're not going.
Good, yeah. Free beer to everybody.
Go there and heckle.
Yeah.
I've got an idea for you.
Oh, yeah?
get a false beard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Start a character called La Vista Vista's granddad.
Oh god!
Run on that platform.
Well, I have to send a picture of my passport, so nah, I don't think that's happening.
Draw the beard on in, like, you know, marker pen. It will work. Worked in the movies.
Yeah. Well, it isn't black and white, the actual picture, as far as I recall, so...
Nah, I've got to try these things.
Yeah, nah, maybe not.
Nah, maybe not. Maybe they might... Nobody ever follows my plans. It's...
I think that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but it just feels strange.
So anyway, the election's coming up round about FanFest-ish. I'd say cool if they actually do like political speeches and stuff and stump speeches, like proper political debates at FanFest. That'd be good laugh.
Yeah, as far as I recall, there might actually be CSM roundtables at FanFest, which could be extremely interesting. And the current CSM will, one of the days, will be at the big scene, whatever it is, and we'll be taking questions from the audience. At least that's what I hear, so that's going to be really interesting.
Cool. Shame I'm not going again, but
yeah.
Good luck to everybody who's going, and you know, just, you know, enjoy yourselves, because that could be quite a good laugh, and getting a good argument debate going. I don't, yeah. In the UK, we've got a very cool program called Question Time, where they invite politicians on. They invite, tend to invite like three politicians on, one from each party, and then one actual cool other person, and they go and have big debates and stuff with questions from the audience, which is very good.
Yeah.
And there's also booing and heckling and yeah. Good theatre.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe they will do that. If you are considering running this time, and if you are over 21, how would he go about it, or she go about it, Mr. LaVista?
If you go to the, well, to the EVE online main page, you see under EVE Insider, just below my account, there's a tab called CSM. And when you press that, you get to a page where it says, welcome to the Council of Standard Management Portal page, and you can apply for the council right there. Just be aware that you have to have a valid passport, and you will want to scan that and put it into the page. And also, it's a really bad idea to actually give the wrong email address. I know there's a few people who that happened to. Well, the thing is, on this site, there's no actual email validation. So if you put in the wrong email address the first time around, you're screwed.
I think that's kind of sort of a Darwinian test. Because if you can't put your email address in correctly, you probably do not deserve to hold political office, even with internet spaceships involved.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Dear. Boris Johnson would probably get it wrong, and you don't know who he is.
No, I don't.
He's a mayor of London.
Oh.
And British people know him because he is also completely barking mad insane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We elect mad people from time to time in Britain.
That's quite good.
He's something special, is Boris.
Yeah. I mean, it's anyway. A bit of a sanity to all the intelligent people. I mean, just look at people like Einstein.
Yeah, I don't think Boris is Einstein.
Oh, okay. I just, you know, a couple insane kind of, with, you know, kind of the intelligent way insane.
So anyway, though, if you are the EVE equivalent of Boris Johnson... God... I don't know who that would be. It's not Jade. I'll give it that, though.
Let's not go there.
So, yeah, that's how you can join up for the CSM. I imagine the electioneering process is quite good fun.
I mean, Serenity Steel did some research on the amount of posts that the CSM candidates did compared to how well-placed they were in the actual election. And it turns out there's a quite good relationship between the amount of posts made on the CSM forum and how many votes you get. So, it's not really going to help you if you just go and spam the forum, but you just have to consider that interacting community is going to bring you votes.
I see. So the more you talk to your potential electorates, the better you do.
Definitely. And I can only suggest not stopping that after you get elected.
So anyway, that's a little overview of the CSM as it is at this point. No doubt you're going to go off and worry about the real world economy going through bad times.
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Yes. Not a good thing, but anyway. Thank you very much for your time. Hopefully there'll be some more WDA Industries out soon, once, you know, Benny manages to steal somebody's broadband. I'll send him a Cantenna so he can steal somebody else's Wi-Fi.
Awesome. That might help.
Being a geek has its advantages from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for your time, Mr. LaVista.
You're absolutely welcome. Thanks for having me.
So, anyway, getting back to the point here, laboriously, making up words, marvellous. If you're an American or you want to deal in dollars, why not head over to Amazon and get Tony G's book and The Art of Eve as well, and enjoy both enormously for a great cash price.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, that Eve art book is just absolutely beautiful anyway, so... go for it. What else do we have?
Okay, something some of you noticed we missed last time was a zero punctuation review of EVE Online.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. No, we did miss it. It was kind of, yeah. Did you see this?
I saw it. Too late I saw it, but I saw it. And the thing is, I love zero punctuation. I love Yahtzee. And, well, he does make a couple of points here.
He does.
When he says EVE players are to nerds what nerds are to normal people, I think he's kind of got a point, because I've been to FanFare. There goes the entire audience hanging up now.
Yeah. I mean, you realize you just lumped yourself into that whole mix.
I can't deny it, dude. Like, I cannot.
No, I mean, in general, he has some good points on the game. Perspective-wise, I kind of disagree on a couple things. Part of it is that he kind of didn't get into the corp thing. It's not to say this is the only be-all end-all of EVE, but there's certainly different experiences if you're in a corp, if you're in an alliance, if you're, you know, taking part in areas sort of outside of just core Empire space, but it seemed like he pretty much did.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, my perspective is, God's sake, Yahtzee, you've missed the point here. But hey, you know, missing the point gets you a cheap laugh. You know, as I said, I really like zero punctuation, but to be honest, they are getting a bit samey as well, you know. You know, yellow background, talks fast, insult, insult, swear word, you know?
Well, that is kind of his thing. Like,
yeah, I know, but he's done pretty much the same thing for a while now, and
occasionally, though, he does have games where he likes them, which is perhaps like, you know, he liked a game. I mean, it's pretty surprising when he does. It is like the point of it is that he's usually. The funny part of it is the fact that he's right on a lot of points. He does it as abrasive and nasty as he possibly can, which is really refreshing, because most game media really do kind of take great pains to be politically correct, right? Because they want to keep getting the exclusives, they want to keep getting interviews and previews and all this other stuff, whereas he really doesn't
and
care.
And don't forget adverts as well.
Exactly. So he really doesn't care, which is ironic, because now he's probably one of the more popular ones of the bunch. But... Like my issue is not so much with this style of reviewing. It's more just the fact that he kind of, I think, like as you say, kind of missed out on a lot. And like, there's a lot to EVE that if he just stuck with the trial isn't even going to show you everything that EVE has in it, right? It's really one of those games that is, you know, rewards long-term play. And he does admit that in the show, if I recall correctly, at one point. It's kind of funny. You have to look at it and laugh, though, because he does have some really good points on some things.
Yeah, well, I don't think this is an incredibly important bit of EVE, but yeah.
No, I'm not saying like someone should look at this and say, like, oh, we should redesign the game based on what he says. Like, hell no. But, I mean, it's... But one thing that was kind of funny was in the comments on the video, that I saw floating around the interwebs. One of them was amusing to this person because most of the comments you see on his videos are like your standard regular internet ones, whereas the ones for the Eve one from Eve players, this guy was commenting, were probably the most grammatically correct and long-winded yet, you know, having the best points of any of the ones that have ever appeared on this site. So kudos to anybody who was replying in there and actually did so in a well-worded manner.
So all you got to do is he did a review of Super Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So compare the world rabbilage from there, pissed off fanboys, compared to the pissed off e-fanboys rabbilage, and yeah.
Yeah, there's a huge difference.
The longer words.
Much longer. But that's really a big testament to the kind of players that Eve tends to attract in general, I think. But anyway.
The people who are two nerds, what nerds are normally.
Yeah. Yes.
He kind of, you know, I do kind of lump myself in here, because God's sake, I work as a bloody engineer, and it doesn't get much more nerdy than that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
As I said, I've been to FanFest. He's got a point.
I don't know, man. There are. I mean, you could go to any convention and pick out some folks who would consider to be nerdy. But I don't know. Eves are a little bit different, in an interesting way. You know,
you're too nice.
I try.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. A fellow by the name of Nails has apparently...
I don't think that's what his mother calls him, to be fair.
Maybe that's what his mother calls him. Some
Nails,
people...
it's time for dinner! No. I don't think so.
Okay, Mom! But anyway, Nails apparently has a ton of cash and went and bought all the faction models, because he's a bastard. And he was nice enough to take pictures of everything, including the boxes, all the ships, Apoc, Megathron, Raven, etc., Tempest, and put them all online for people to check out. And they're pretty.
Give me a link.
No. I'll put in the show notes, and you can get the link with everyone else.
You're so mean.
Okay, fine. Send me 10 million esk, and I'll consider it.
Don't save that much.
Alright, fine. Here you go. But yeah, he's got the faction stuff, which a lot of people are looking forward to seeing. They're quite neat. Very neat. They look very good, and he has a lot of really good things to say about it, as well as to how well built they are, etc. But, it's a little expensive. $500 for four. But they're really nice looking models.
I'd say they're a decent size to them as well. I mean, we're discussing that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're huge. Like, everyone seems to be remarking about how bloody huge those things are. So, damn. Anyway.
If you look in the background, though, he's got, like, some Halo model by the look of it. Like, Master Chief on one of those flying things by the look of it. And
for
his DVD
picture, he's got, like, a ton of them.
Yeah, and his DVD as well. DVD collection. So yeah, he's clearly the kind of guy you'd buy all these things.
There's a lot of people who buy models and such. It's pretty impressive, actually. Like, it's kind of an expensive hobby, but especially when they're $500 for four.
Yeah, well, you know, if you got it, flaunt it, I guess.
No, but I mean, it's nice of him. He took a lot of really good quality pictures in some relatively neutral light, which is nice because some other ones have not had that. And you end up getting... These models seem to really do reflect the ambient light of the room, which is not entirely unlike, you know, well, everything else in real life, but also in the game itself, you know, how ships tend to look completely different in different systems, right? And, you know, like the one fellow there had one where he just had an open window and the whole side of the ship looked blue. These suckers tend to really, photograph very well, depending on your light conditions. So, yeah, anyway, check these out. They're pretty slick. Apparently the base is all metal, he says. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, I imagine it would be pretty top heavy if it wasn't quite a solid base.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But, anyway.
I like the Tempest model here, I've got to say.
Yeah, Tempest looks pretty good. Anyway, tons of pictures. You guys can all take a look at them. Enjoy.
Yes, indeed.
And thank you, Nails, for doing a good job on taking pictures for everybody and getting them out. Very nice. Lucky. Lucky you, bastard.
Bitter much, Blinky.
No, it's very cool, though. One other little thing that we're sort of experimenting with, it's that whole Eve blog pack thing that we talked about last time. I don't know if you've had a chance
to
check it out.
From Mr. Crazy Canucks.
From Mr. Crazy Canucks, yes. But there's a lot of people who are in on this thing. Like, the blog pack itself is comprised by quite a few folks. But one of the things that we're just kind of messing around with is using Twitter. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Twitter much. This has been around for quite a while. But it's basically microblogging. There's like 140 characters worth of a message, which is kind of like, you know, size of an SMS message over cell phones, because Twitter can basically deliver this to anyone who's following you via just the Twitter site or over your cell phone. You can reply to it on your cell phone if you like, using SMS. So it's kind of like a really quick way to microblog anything. Typically, people do this for everything, where it's like, I'm taking a step with my left foot, boink, and they Twitter it, you know. It's like, but there's some of us in the blog pack that are doing this whenever we kind of toss out a new blog or just do something interesting in Eve.
Take a step with your left foot.
Yeah, jumped into some system. Jumped. Still cloaked. You know, but no, not
like,
quite that
hello
level.
Hello, all in local.
Yeah, hello. So not quite that level of detail, of course, but it's something we're just sort of starting to do. So I think right now there's myself, Crazy Canucks, and Minxie, who's another one of the blog packers. So yeah, anyway, if you guys want to check us out, I mean, yeah, go to twitter.com and sign up for it. It's kind of a neat little service, actually. And I mean, you can start following us. I think mine's like twitter.com/winterblank. There's like twitter.com/crazycanucks is, you know, his. So, and at some point here, I'll write up something sort of formal, like maybe I'll be really meta about it and blog about it. But we'll get a list of all the blog packers whenever they get on this whole thing, and it might be interesting for somebody. And it's neat, because actually the other Eve players have sort of spotted this and have been following, and we hear from them and they hear from us. It's kind of neat. So whenever someone does something interesting, they usually Twitter it, and you get this kind of neat network of followers and followees. So kind of interesting stuff.
You a follower or a followee?
Bit of both, actually. Yeah, you should get on it, Urban. Go, right now. Make yourself Twitter.
I don't have any social life, so there's no point in me social networking.
You can get one with Twitter.
What if I don't want one?
Well, then fine.
And finally, this week, we've got news of a really rather spiffy prize going on. CCP, in conjunction with the Child's Play charity. Child's Play are a charity which gives computer games to kids in hospital and stuff, which, you know, it's a really good charity, actually. Been going for ages. It's done by the guys who do Penny Arcade, but that's beside the point. They're giving away this very, very cool prize, which is a tour of the CCB offices to be done by Hilmar, who's the CEO.
CEO of CCP, of course.
CEO of CCP.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's the man we talk about his lovely ginger hair on regular
occasions. Yeah, well, I mean, every year at FanFest, they kind of do the, like a silent auction type of thing. Usually for different various elements of Eve paraphernalia, some like, you know, really nice kind of concept artwork and stuff like that. This year, one of the prizes that they're doing is this tour, and that would be really awesome. It's not cheap. The bidding starts at $1,000 US. So, yeah, that's a lot of money. But this is going to charity. So it's not like, you know, CCP is going to be pocketing any of this or anything like that. Don't be goofy and think that. So this is a really
going
good,
to a very good cause. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a very good charity. I mean, like, it's for hospitals for like sick children and stuff like that. It could be there's some places in the United States, some places in Canada. It's all over the world now. They're doing this in a lot of different countries. But yeah, basically they give. They use the money to purchase brand new consoles and stuff like that, like Xboxes, PlayStations, and stuff for use in children's hospitals, including games and things like that. Just for, you know, these kids that are in there, with some very, very serious illnesses and stuff. This gives him some interesting form of distraction and enjoyment. So, awesome stuff. It's really awesome that CCP has been doing this now for... this has been going... I think they've been doing this for like at least a few years. Again, contributing through like things like FanFest, silent auctions, and stuff like that. So, pretty epic stuff. Good job, CCP. I hope some people get in on this, because that would be a really awesome prize.
If I had $1,000, I'd be bidding for it. So I've got a feeling it might go up quite a lot higher, though. I think it's a blind bid system, where basically you've got an email address, and you basically email them with the amount you want to bid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there was actually some discussion on the forum about this, and there's I think there's some differences between what silent auction means here versus over across the pond. For you guys, it's known more as a blind auction. Here, it's usually just, I've always seen it referred to as a silent auction. But yeah, similar type of thing where you don't know what anyone else is sort of bid. You just kind of toss in some money and hope that you're the highest.
So what you want to do is email office tour, all one word, at ccpgames.com with your bid, and good luck, really. I mean, I have been around the CCP offices before. I have actually kind of worked there for a little bit on the first Eve TV. So I know what the place is like, and it is a hell of an impressive place. I mean, yeah, they've got wonderful artwork by Bjorka all around the world. All around the walls, even. They've got like big Eve posters and stuff everywhere. You know, it's a wonderful modern office. Lots of really, really cool people. Big panoramic windows with view out of Reykjavik Bay. It's a pretty damn good place to go and hang around for a bit, actually.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Well, one day, sir, maybe you can sneak in. I don't know.
Maybe.
Breaking cat burglar style.
Exactly. No, I mean, awesome stuff, though. So hopefully some of you might open up the wallet a bit and make a go of this. It'd be neat. I assume that they're probably going to announce the winners closer to FanFest or after FanFest, right? Before, because you probably want to do this because the tour takes place during FanFest, right? November 5th. So yeah, so they'll be announcing.
Just before FanFest,
yeah,
I think.
Just before, so...
Closing date is 22nd October.
Yeah, so, and then they'll probably announce it somewhere on the site, or at least let the person know that they won. But yeah.
Well, that suck. You go all the way to Iceland, do FanFest, oh wait, we were meant to take you around the office, weren't we? Yeah, well. Yeah. See you next year.
Yeah. Don't.
No, I don't think that will happen.
No, exactly, so. It should be good, and, you know, if you're one of the people listening is the one that, that wins, you know, ask about the closet.
What?
Those who have been reading the threads on the subject will know what I'm talking about.
That rules me out then, but I will check it out now. No, but seriously, really good prize for a really good charity. I mean, God's sake, that's like an hour of Hilmer's time for $1,000. That's a bargain.
I need his job if he's charging that rate. Holy crap.
Oh, come on. The amount of really cool things you could talk to him about.
Oh, God. Yeah. That'll be... I've met him. He's a really great guy. Yeah, that'd be a really good experience to get... He takes your hand and takes you all around the office. You get to see the fish tank firsthand. That would be awesome, too.
And the big CCP sign as you go in the office.
Nice. Getting frisked by CCP security. Awesome.
If you like that sort of thing. You get to see where Ober stores all his beer.
I think
that's actually 90% of the office, actually.
I think there's probably something the size of or rivaling the fish tank for storing that much alcohol. Sorry,
the rumors I heard, and I've got no idea if it's true, that the reason Over joined CCP is they promised him his own body weight in beer every month.
in addition to a wage, I hope, but
well, priorities here.
Yeah, but still, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That may or may not be true, by the way. That's urban.
No, it's not true, and it's actually not from anybody official. So let's go get it there. It's just something I heard, and I thought it was quite funny.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
You could believe it was CCP, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, you know, maybe. Just a bit. Maybe. Beer.
Beer. In fact, let's go and get one now. So thanks very much to everyone for listening.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get this out soon, Urban.
Sir, yes, sir!
Awesome. Yeah, so, yeah, we'll get this out soon, and fly safe-ish.
City morning, grey and cold. Factories rotting, grey and old. A nation built, a nation wrecked. A generation derelict and recession, they will say. Hey, that's reality. It's the same old story. The price you pay for your former glory. Nothing more to say. The world won't change its way. No return to poverty. No return to the misery. No return to the days of the 30s. No return to the queue for bread and recession, they will say. Hey, that's reality. It's the same old story. The price you pay for your former glory. Nothing more to say. The world won't go away. When the glitter doesn't dazzle you, when the laughter ain't so loud, there's a man who starts to shiver. He just can't seem to face the crowd. When the pinup's lost its flavor, when the stories all fall flat, there's a change in his behavior. Uncle Rupert doffs his hat. When the cliches don't confuse you, he starts to wonder where you're at. Down on his knees to rouse the rabble. Does he think we're gonna fall for that? Does he think we're gonna fall for that? Does he think we're gonna fall for that? Does he think we're gonna fall for that?